So here's the first of three tracks, all of them by Pat Lewis and her group, the 103rd Street Chapel. And we'll talk about Pat Lewis in a little bit. But for the moment, Let My People Go.
Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go.
That was the 103rd Street Chapel Choir. And in particular, the soloist was a fine voice of Pat Lewis. Patsy Lewis was actually born in Johnston, USA, in Pennsylvania in 1947. So she's a lady well into it now. She's in her 70s. And early on in her career, formed a group called The Adorables. And then after that, The Andantes. Must have liked her pasta, and has made a career really not so much as a soloist, but as a backing singer. And she's been a backing singer to the likes of Aretha Franklin and Isaac Hayes. And one of the groups, the Andantes, had a really quite a significant career in backing in the other Motown recorders such as Stevie Wonder and the Temptations and all sorts of the Supremes. I know that the Supremes were a backing group themselves, but Yeah, Patsy Lewis, a singer of some significance when you listen to that rather beautiful voice. We've got two more tracks from Patsy Lewis coming up. The next one is 12 Gates of the City, taken, of course, from the Book of Revelation. How do you get in? Through the 12 gates. Who are the 12 gates? Well, the foundations of the city are the apostles. So the 12 gates are the gospel message as identified through the apostles. And lastly, you can't really have a gospel series without when the saints go marching in. So here's Patsy Lewis with the 103rd Street Gospel Choir, 12 Gates of the City. Time now is 7:06.
Oh,
88.3 Southern FM, Chris Whiting speaking, and that voice that you've been hearing is that of Patsy Lewis, and singing with the 103rd Street Gospel Choir, of course, and she's been singing about when the saints go marching in and being promoted to glory. Patsy herself got promoted, not to glory so much, but other tracks in her discography speak of her singing for the 107th Street Gospel Choir. So she must have moved around the corner at some stage or other.